Apple. We're just gonna get straight into the grit. The Bucks won. Giannis is that guy now. He is the best player in the NBA. We all know that. We all know this. When you're the Finals MVP, when you worked hard for it, you're gonna be the best player in the NBA. Not only is he the best player in the NBA, he is a top five. A top 25 player of all time. Already, NBA, 26 years old. The man is a back-to-back MVP player, Defensive Player of the Year, champion, Finals MVP. And I'm just going to say it right here, right now, on July 23rd, 2021, Giannis's ring is more valuable than Kevin Durant's two rings. And I really don't – I hate pitting people into each other, but, like, it is what it is. It's how it is. You know, this is the most valuable ring since – you know, it's up there with Kawhi's Toronto ring. It's up there with Dirk's Mav ring. Those are the ones in recent history that have actually earned it, like, straight up. You could definitely say LeBron's 2016, for sure. But there's just something, and I'm anti-loyalty when it comes to NBA teams and players. Leave your team. But there is also just something about, you know, with Giannis and Dirk, there is something about winning with the team he got drafted with, going through heartbreaks, going through a lot of struggle into getting to where you are. And I'm not trying to diss LeBron. I'm not trying to diss Kevin Durant. Like, you got to, well, Kevin Durant's a little different. Not against that. But, like, you know, people always bring up LeBron. You know, he gave Cleveland all he got, 7 years. I mean, Giannis was getting there. Definitely, if Giannis chose generational wealth over winning, and yet he's still winning. Great. Amazing. I've never actually seen that before. You know, when both with the team Suns, Devin Booker and Giannis signed these huge max contracts a couple years ago. And I was like, why are y'all doing this to yourselves? Y'all are committing player suicide in a way. But they showed me. They showed me for sure. They proved me wrong. And I love that Giannis is a top 25 all-time player now. Mostly because he's playing the way – okay. I'm a Giannis hater. I have been a very well-known Giannis hater. But not because of the person or his personality. I just hated the way he was always trying to do too much, doing – forcing himself to become a weird guard center. I wanted him, I've always said, I want Giannis to play more like Shaq than LeBron. And in the finals, he clearly played more like Shaq. And clearly did better. Because there is no reason for that man to be shooting threes. No reason at all. Literally no reason. I mean, if he does go work in the offseason, whatever, gets a three-point shot, let me know. Please let me know. But there's just no proof of him even being a below-average three-point shooter. He is a horrible, horrible three-point shooter. Yes, he'll make 1-3. Okay? If, like, I don't want you to go 1-for-5 for 3 points, the three-pointer. I just don't. And also another thought. Giannis won back-to-back MVPs playing the wrong way. Just think about that. Think about that for a second. Let me sip some coffee so y'all can think about that. If Giannis plays like 2021 NBA Finals Giannis for a regular season, he's averaging 35 a game. He's averaging 35-12. No doubt. And people seem to be confused when I always say Giannis is the Shaq of this generation. I'm not saying Giannis needs to be – isn't like, I'm not saying he's going to win 4 rings. I'm not saying he's going to be 300 pounds. Giannis is just how centers are in this generation. DeAndre Ayton, a very typical center, would have been very kind of skinny to the normal center in the 2000s. The normal center now is a very somewhat skinnyish, long, versatile, run around fast, quick guy now. And that's that. And Giannis is that guy. You know, Dwight Howard had great potential. He did take the torch from Shaq as being, you know, the center. And I know Giannis is like, what, he's going to be known as a power forward. Or what is he, a small forward, power forward? Like, he's not technically a center. Because, they got Brook Lopez. But you know how today is. It's not really it's positionless basketball right now. But, yeah, man, it's scary. It's scary what Giannis could be doing in the future. He's got a full resume, 26 years old, everything. He needs to trust his teammates, which he did. Drew delivered. Chris delivered. James Middleton. I don't know why I found out until this year that Chris Middleton's real name is James. But, yeah, man, if Drew and Chris puts up the same numbers as Dwayne Wade, as a Kobe Bryant, there's no need for Giannis to get another superstar. If Drew and Kyrie, and I keep wanting to call Chris Kyrie, if Drew and Chris want to make more championships, they better play just as good. But that's not the point. Giannis is the man. Giannis is the top 25 player of all time. Yeah, it's great. International basketball is killing right now. International basketball has glowed up since 2016. The fact that the MVP, the Defensive Player of the Year, and the Finals MVP are very international, that is great. People are kind of weird when it comes to, like, you know, NBA being like, oh, international, like, no, it's American. I don't care. If you can pick up a basketball and dunk it, play. That's how I am with the whole college thing. Like, I don't care if you are 12 years old. If you can play like Kobe, be in the NBA. Get your $20 million. Get your kid's shoe contract. Whatever it is. I've always been like a no rule. Like, if you can do that, get on that court. If you can do that on the court versus these guys, be on that court. What else? Man. I was very impressed. And the free throws, oh my gosh, man. If Giannis, the man shot 95% from the free throw line that night. Was shooting, what, 20 free throws? He was 18 for 19 or 17 for 19? That is bonkers, man. For Giannis, that's bonkers. Yeah, and you know, now, like, I get it. I love and hate the whole Kevin Durant Giannis comparison, because it's like, okay, last year, if you were to compare them, no, do not. But now it's like very okay. Like, it's okay to compare Kevin Durant and Giannis. It's very valid. Like, don't, like, be offended when I say Giannis isn't and Kevin Durant in the same bubble. I think people get weird. People just get weird with those arguments. Like, I'm not trying. Like, it's not definitive, of course. Like, all time, it's still Kevin Durant. All time. Like, if the world ended today, Kevin Durant would be above Giannis on the all-time rankings. Barely. To me, low-key, barely. And that's only because I think Giannis is going to surpass Kevin Durant. I really do. If Giannis gets one more ring and Kevin Durant keeps getting injured, which I really hope that does not happen, but, you know, his teammates keep getting injured. It's just how he's looking right now. Giannis is going to surpass Kevin Durant. That's great. It's very awesome to see. That's great. I've been seeing, like, what, the finals ratings have gone down since, what, 2017, 2018? Like, 2017, apparently, like, 24 million average or whatever. This year, it's like, it was like $9 million. And, you know, I understand. How do I say this without sounding weird? When LeBron is in the finals, it's just going to attract more people. It just is. Like, I'm not trying to, like, if I wish I was a, like, it's like, okay, that goes the same for MJ. I think some people will say, if I'm a LeBron fan, I hate MJ. No, I don't. No. LeBron and MJ, when they're in the finals, there's going to be people watching. You know, LeBron's a billionaire. When you have a billionaire playing basketball, people are going to watch. If Jeff Bezos was in the NBA, people would be watching. It's just, I don't know. It's just how it is. It's just how it is. Like, I like hate to sound like that, but just solely for the reason that the games are good does not mean it's going to attract more people. In 2017, what was it, like almost a sweep? It was a gentleman's sweep. It was horrible. The game, the series was horrible, but the fact that it was because it was LeBron and the Warriors and Steph Curry, LeBron and Steph Curry, two of the biggest names ever, just media-wise. Steph Curry is even a top five all-time player, not top 10. And he's still attracting this many people. It's just the how people view things. Now, Giannis has potential to become a worldwide – he is a worldwide figure, but you got to attract the very below casual NBA fans, the fans that barely even know – how do I say this? The fans that are still, like, somewhat NBA fans, but they can't name more than 10 players in the NBA, you know? Like, you know, my sister was, like, really kind of into basketball, I guess, like, in the 2000s in the NBA with Dirk. She's just now finding out who Luka Doncic is. It's his almost third year, and she's just now finding – we've been known Luka, like, as, like, diehard NBA fans. You got to get the people that are like my sister. The fact that, like, yes, she likes basketball, but, like, if she can't name more than 10 players and two of the player, and there's got to be players in those top 10 that are in the NBA Finals, that's when she would watch. I bet she would watch one game if LeBron and Steph. I bet she did, maybe. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you got – when you – yes, of course, the hardcore NBA fans like me and just several of us, we're going to watch the NBA Finals, but you got to attract the lesser interested fans that are going to watch the Finals. And that's all. That's all I'm saying. And especially with Giannis, you know, the – only bad thing about being universally loved is that you don't really have people that hate you or, like, dislike you. You got to have people that dislike you a little bit, just a little bit, to attract a huge crowd. With LeBron and Steph, we all loved and hated both those people. I've gone through I've loved and hated Steph, but I also loved and hated Giannis. Giannis does has potential to get hated a little bit. If Giannis plays like the old Giannis – next season, I will probably hate Giannis again. I will, for sure. Man, I'm everywhere. The thing about me, when I hate on a player, is only because he's either not getting the love he deserves, like James Harden, or he's not playing the right way, or he's not playing the way he's playing in a way which is making him worse. And that was the deal with Giannis. Giannis was playing in a way that was not beneficial to winning championships. And I want all my players to win championships. I want everyone to win championships, or at least try their best. I want everyone, okay? I want the best for everyone. And watching Giannis and seeing his personality, I came up with this quote or saying. I think... you know, remember 2015, 2016, everybody was like, oh my God, Steph Curry is so humble. Oh, he's so humble, which he wasn't. Like, he was throwing up threes and doing crossovers and what doing what do you call it the catapults no I don't know he was doing like gymnastics, you know, closing his eyes and running around like in a blowout game. That shooting the three and then running back for the next possession before the shot is even in the basket in a 30-point game is not really humble. And that's okay. Like, LeBron's not humble. No NBA player is really humble. But Giannis is kind of humble. Like, I will admit that. So, back to what I'm saying. The people that thought Steph was this humble guy is what Giannis really is. I will happily admit that. And I also think people thought Steph was humble because he had a wife and kids. I really think that's kind of why sometimes people have this humble mentality around certain NBA players, because that's not really normal to have a wife and kids, right? Especially for a young superstar NBA player. You're supposed to be like the normal NBA superstar has like some weird... What am I trying to say? Wait, let me backtrack everything I just said, because that was not good. What I'm saying is that especially with Steph's dad, he was always around. Steph's wives and kids were always just being shown. And it was very confusing because LeBron has the same thing, but I guess, yeah, I don't know. All of that's just weird. Let me just stop talking about that, because everyone with wife and kids are great. What am I just saying? But the fact is, I think the fact Steph Curry's humbleness is what everybody thought. I can't talk right now. Steph Curry's humbleness wasn't really authentic. Giannis' humbleness is what people thought Steph Curry's humbleness was in 2015. It's actually Giannis. He's way more humble than all his quotes and his, like, you know, stain and generational wealth and stain in Milwaukee. Great. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Let's see. Man, I talked about the finals for that long.